About 45 million American adults have no credit scores. Without credit, or even with poor credit, people can have a really tough time renting an apartment, buying a car, or even getting a job. But an old-fashioned system of community lending used by many immigrant groups has become a tool to boost credit scores for anyone participating. As part of our California Dream series, KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports.
At an office building in San Francisco's Mission District, a small group of people gathered around a table are about to agree to give each other money. The minimum is $50 per month, the max, $200.
So do you want to make that decision on the monthly amount that you want to do?
$200. Ooh, y'all some high rollers.
Giselle Wood Sr. hesitates. He works two jobs at group homes, but struggles to pay his rent.
Get in my pockets, why don't you? Yeah, I can do $200.
Okay. Woods and the others are forming a lending circle today. Doris Vasquez is with the nonprofit that manages the program, Mission Asset Fund, or MAF. She says the first payment is the most important.
Because that's demonstrating the commitment that that person is going to have to our program.
Vasquez explains how it will work. MAF will electronically withdraw $200 monthly from these participants' bank accounts and will rotate who gets the collective pot of money each month. And those loans will be reported to the three major U.S. credit bureaus. That's what drew all the participants here, building up their credit while getting guaranteed zero-interest loans.
The landlord is talking about evicting me right now, and I got two kids.
Giselle Woods says when it's his turn to get the money, he'll also pay for classes so he can increase his salary at work. He already tried a similar lending circle once.
Everything went great. My credit score increased.
People with a score, they may see a 20-point increase. People with no scores, they'll go from zero to 600.
Jose Quiñones founded MAF 12 years ago. He says building credit opens up opportunity.
They can get, you know, mortgages, they can get auto loans, they can get loans for their businesses, they can get apartments.
MAF connects an informal, traditional kind of lending within immigrant communities, what's called tandas in Mexico or gye in Korea, to the formal financial system. And Quiñones says nearly everyone pays back, which counters the notion that low-income people are risky borrowers.
When people come together and decide how much they're going to be lending each other, they look each other, you know, in the eye, and then they make that sort of commitment to one another.
Quiñones says MAF has facilitated loans of nearly $11 million. Frederick Wary is a professor of sociology at Princeton. He says the lending circles provides a different kind of experience than the more nerve-wracking financial services available to borrowers with poor credit, like subprime loans or payday lenders.
That may in fact just be a battlefield in which any minute now you're going to step on a minefield and have all your dreams sort of blow into bits.
Wary has studied MAF's lending circles. He says this program improves people's financial confidence.
Here we're seeing well-being increase.
The program initially focused on Latino immigrants, but it now caters to everyone through dozens of nonprofits across the country. Back at the meeting, people are pulling numbers out of a bowl to see who's going to get the money first.
So go ahead and open your numbers.
A mom at the end of the table gets number one.
No.
Woods gets number five. He's disappointed because he needs the money sooner.
High rollers. Man. Oh,
Jesus. But he still signs on the loan agreement.
So this is actually helping me into creating my own group home, my own future, becoming my own boss.
Now he just needs to make those payments on time. In San Francisco, I'm Farida Javala Romero.
This story is part of our California Dream collaboration. To hear more stories, go to capradio.org/dream.